Well, I really don't know where this year is going, but I do know it's the start of another month, because first Sunday of the month, we welcome Tennessee Bob into the studio.
Howdy, Tim. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
I can't believe this is the sixth month already. I mean, where's it going? It's crazy.
Anyway, here we are. So once again, we're going to look at what's been going on in America, and then we're going to look at our next state of the union alphabetically, which is Pennsylvania.
We've finished with the O's. We've moved on to the one state beginning with P. So
we're marching through these.
We're
now,
marching through them.
Anyway, we'll come to that in a minute. But what's been going on back home?
Well, we're going to start with a topic near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And we'll start in St. Louis, Missouri, talking about beer. So the brewery, home to Budweiser, they found an unwelcome visitor, but he had a very memorable name. Police have cited 19-year-old Bud Weiser for trespassing and resisting arrest after being discovered in a secured area in the brewery. If you had that kind of name, wouldn't you just kind of feel like you could kind of go, well, it's my name?
Yeah, I just imagine he probably believes he owns it.
Yeah, charges are pending on that one. So,
well, what's the chances?
Bud Weiser, yeah. So on to New York, New York. And this story has a history going back a while. But in October of 2013, Brooklyn-based artist George Borger. I'm not sure.
It's easy for you to say.
It's Borgura, and he threw 20 bottles sealed with cork and wax containing a note and an original piece of artwork into the waterways around New York City.
Okay.
2.5 years later, one of them was found when it washed up on a beach in France.
Really?
Just a couple weeks ago, a couple were walking along a beach, and after traveling over 3,600 miles, it was found by them, and they immediately emailed the artist. The project was used to kind of spread the message of environmental protection and things like that. Other bottles have been found in Connecticut, in Florida over the years, but this is the longest and farthest traveling.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, for our third story today, we're getting a little bit personal.
I've saved kind of a good one for last. This gentleman is my great uncle. This was my grandfather's brother. And so we're on to Ider, Alabama, and the seniors were gathering in DeKalb County for their graduation ceremony of their local high school, packed house of family and friends, and joining them was my great uncle Ben Buffington, who attended Ider High School decades earlier. He's 89 now, but he turned 18 before graduating, and just so happened he turned 18 in 1941, and so in 1942, before getting his diploma, he was drafted into World War II.
Oh, right.
Served in World War II. He's been led a long and healthy life, but after doing a cleanup, the high school found his original diploma, and so they asked him and invited him back if he wanted to walk across the stage with the students this year to pick up his diploma and graduate high school. Uncle Ben said it was a dream come true.
I bet it was. Well,
he said it was something that he always missed, and he understood. He was proud to go serve for his country, but it was something, an experience that he'd kind of...
That's incredible.
Yeah.
The oldest graduate of all time.
89
perhaps.
Years old.
How
yes.
wonderful. Well done, Uncle Ben. He doesn't have any rice. Moving on. So now, look, we're going through the states alphabetically and looking at strange laws, and Pennsylvania... is only the second state, you're telling me.
The second state, yeah. It's right after Delaware, so it was one of the original 13 colonies. It was a British colony, Pennsylvania was. And because of that, because of the colonial ties, I knew it was going to be great laws. I knew it was going to be some great laws this year or this month. So, housewives must not sweep dust under the rugs.
I think that's an admirable law, and it should be worldwide.
Implemented everywhere, yes. It is illegal to discharge a gun, a cannon, a revolver, or any explosive weapon during a wedding. No shotgun weddings, I'm guessing. Unless you're just standing there threatening with.
Well, that's how it works, isn't it? You know, if you have to shoot, if you have to use it, there's not going to be a wedding.
There's not
is
really
there?
Going to be a wedding. But my favorite, and a lot of them were about hunting and fishing and all that kind of stuff, and there were some really good ones. But my favorite, this must go back to the Quaker days, I'm guessing. Any motorist on a country road at night must stop every mile and send up a rocket signal, wait 10 minutes for livestock to clear, and then continue.
It would take you a while to get through Pennsylvania.
Can you imagine how long it would take you to get through some of the back lanes here?
That's wonderful. Now, we were really stuck for choice as far as what to play, but we went for this from Elton John. Because?
Well, City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, and it's such a great tune. It's a real lively, tune.
Great to see you, Bobby.
Good to see you, Tim.